Learning to read and read well will help every child achieve their full potential. Putting children on the path to reading well is the goal of the Jamaica Intensive Reading Clinic, JIRC. Utilizing various methods, the JIRC seeks to improve the literacy of students having challenges and to help others read above their grade level.
I missed out on the prerequisites that I needed to master the art of reading. And after mastering it, and I was able to pass my GSAT to, you know, a traditional high school, I decided that, look, I had to create this program to help other students who are having literacy challenges.
Executive Director JIRC Santana Morris.
With over 800 volunteers on board now, with over 300 teachers in the mix. We'll be focusing on all five strands of reading, mainly fluency, comprehension skills, vocabulary development, phonemes and phonological development.
The primary way in which the JIRC engages with students is by staging reading camps each summer at various locations across the island. The first series of camps were staged in 2016 across seven parishes. This year, the camp, which is expected to cater to some 1,500 children between 6 and 17 years old, will run from July 24 to 28 and will be held at 15 locations across the 14 parishes.
Greater Portmore, and we'll be having it at Greater Portmore Baptist Church, one in Spanish Town at the Spanish Town Primary School, another in Linstead at the Linstead Primary and Junior High. For Kingston, we'll be having one in downtown Kingston. For St. Andrew, we'll be having one at UWE, specifically Chancellor Hall. For St. Mary, Beecham Primary and Infant, and another one close by.
Activities this year include a mixture of entertainment, as well as talks from international speakers, highlighting the importance of literacy to their personal development. To ensure the program remains effective, a small student-teacher ratio is maintained.
We will be having guidance counselors on board to help. We'll be having nurses. We'll be having different persons from the community to show how literacy is important in the community development. We will also be focusing on promoting literacy in our community, because, you know, the teachers alone cannot do it, and the Minister of Education, they alone cannot do it. So we're going to come together, you know, as a nation to help our students to, you know, to master literacy and to eradicate illiteracy in our country. What we're trying to do is to use culturally relevant books and materials so that students can relate to the lessons being taught. We're trying to implement digital solutions as well, because we are trying to seek sponsorship to see if we can get tablets, laptops and other gadgets that will aid in the delivery of the lessons for this year's program.
The JIRC plans to approach schools for 10 student recommendations for this year's clinic. Parents can also register their children using the forms available online and other platforms.
After the registrations are done, we will be screening the students to see who are those in need and to assign those students to specific volunteers so that they can be assisted.
Executive Director JIRC Santana Morris. The National Youth Service has offered to collaborate with the JIRC to provide a stipend for volunteers from age 17 to 29. Ms. Morris is making an appeal to Corporate Jamaica to come on board and donate books and other resources to its week-long island-wide reading camp. For more information about the Jamaica Intensive Reading Clinic and how to donate books, visit their website at www.jamaicaintensivereadingclinic.com.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.